Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As we have made our way through the first six chapters in the book of Genesis over these past 18 weeks, our eyes have been opened to things that we never knew before, to things that we thought we knew, to things that we thought that we understood. And as we have gone through these chapters, we have found that the language of Genesis is simple. It's straightforward. But at the same time, it is profound. It is amazing. The Lord has been careful to give us great depth and great detail in all that He has written to us. And what He has written has been breathtaking, even overwhelming at times. We have witnessed the glory and the majesty and the power of God as He created the entire universe, as He created all things, as He created the world in which we live. And we've learned that we were created so that we might worship Him. And not to understand that fundamental truth is not to understand the very reason for our existence. We've also witnessed the fall of man, as those whom God created rebelled against Him, and so they experienced the consequences of their sin. Consequences that we still experience today. And we've seen how mankind continued to plunge deeper and deeper into sin until God reached the point where He said that He was going to destroy all that He had created because of that sin and that rebellion against Him. But we're also told about a man by the name of Noah and his family, who found favor in the eyes of the Lord because they desired to worship Him. They desired to please Him by their obedience to Him. So God told Noah to build an ark, to build a large wooden box so that they could escape the judgment that was about to fall upon the people of this earth. So Noah spent some 120 years building that ark in order to prepare for that flood of water that God was about to bring upon all of His creation. And some have estimated that 7 billion people died in that flood. And only eight people were spared. Just as God had absolute power in all that He had created, so He had absolute power to purge the earth of all who had rejected Him and who had rejected His word. And from what we have seen in these first six chapters of Genesis, God clearly distinguishes between those who belong to Him, those who obey Him, and those who disobey Him and who reject Him and His word. But we've also seen that our God is a gracious God, that he is patient, and that he is long-suffering. As over and over again, he warns the people to turn from their wickedness and to turn to him so that they might be saved. The way that he reaches out to us today. But as we come to chapter 7, we find that his patience has reached its limit, and he will act according to his word. And so in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 7, 1,656 years after he had created the heavens and the earth, the Lord said to Noah, "The time of judgment has come. It is long overdue. I've reached the end of my patience." So destruction is coming, and it is coming now. So enter the ark, bo in Hebrew. Come inside, both you and all of your household. Storm is fast approaching, and there is no turning back. But you alone, I have seen to be righteous, tzaddik. In Hebrew, you have done what is right, having integrity in all that you do. And not only before the people, but you have done what is right before me in this difficult time of wickedness. So, God tells Noah, here is what you are to do. You shall take with you into that ark every clean animal by sevens, a male and his female. Yes, you heard right, by sevens. Because some of those animals will be needed at a later time as sacrifices. Just as I have instructed all of mankind from the beginning. Even as far back as Adam and Eve. And in Genesis 8:20, when Noah and his family left the ark after the flood, we are told that Noah built an altar, and on that altar he offered burnt offerings to the Lord, offerings of those animals from the ark. And the Lord said of the animals that are not clean, that are not suitable for sacrifice, don't leave them behind. You are to take two of each of them into the ark, the male and his female. Also take the birds of the air by sevens, both male and female, to keep offspring alive on the face of all of the earth. What is God telling us here? Why were some of those animals clean and some of those animals unclean? Well, it was an object lesson, wasn't it? It is a picture. It's a picture of the sacrifice that was to come. It's a picture of one who was innocent, of one who was pure, of one who was free from sin. It is, in fact, a picture of Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, the only one who can pay for our sin by the sacrifice of himself. The only way that we can find forgiveness for our sin. Even as far back as the book of Genesis, we find the way to salvation. There are not many different roads to heaven, as some would try and tell us. There is only one road, and that's through the sacrifice of Christ. And after Jesus died on the cross, there was no longer any need to picture his sacrifice through those animals. That was all done away with. As we're told in Acts chapter 10, where it says that what God has cleansed, no longer consider to be unholy. It further says in 1 Timothy 4:4, where it says everything that has been created by God is good and is not to be rejected, but it is to be received with gratitude. Things had changed after the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. The picture is gone. It is no longer needed. Why? Because the reality has come. And that reality is Christ. So God tells Noah in verse 4 of Genesis chapter 7, prepare yourself. Prepare your hearts. Prepare your family. For this will be the last opportunity for everyone on this earth to escape the judgment because of their sin. There is a last opportunity for all of us to come to Christ. One last opportunity. Don't wait. Don't delay. You don't know what tomorrow will be like. For God says after 7 more days, 7 days, then I will send rain on the earth. Mater in Hebrew. Heavy rain. Water springing up from the ground and water coming down from the sky. And this rain will not stop for how long? God says for 40 days and for 40 nights. And then God gives Noah this shocking news. He says, I will blot out from the face of the land everything, every living thing. Maha in Hebrew. I will wash the earth clean of the filth and of the stain of its sin. Make no mistake, God will bring judgment. He did it then. He will do it again. God says, I will destroy all that I have made. Wow. That's some pretty shocking news, isn't it? News that people seem to reject today, don't they? But we are told in verse 5 that Noah did according to all that the Lord had commanded him to do. And you know, it has been well over 4,000 years since that flood drowned the earth. Today, we are living on borrowed time. We are long overdue for judgment. Judgment that is sure to come, according to the word of God. From the hand of God, really from the hand of Christ Jesus, our Lord, who is our only ark of safety, our only way to be saved on the day of judgment, the only one who can rescue our soul. He is the ark. He is the only way for forgiveness of our sin, both now and forever. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.